time is short.
What's up, everybody? Mo Jack's boys coming back at you here. A little one shining moment. Does that tear you up?
It does, because it's been 14 years since we...
Well, you know, I get teared up. I mean,
was it 2010?
I don't like 2010. It's always us, you know, choking or losing. Yep. And so, yeah.
2010. It was the year before Random was born.
Let's start off by saying we apparently had the views equipment when we recorded last week.
Yeah, if anybody listened to the new coach's press conference.
It was so good, too. We had Ethan Bach on, you know, giving us his preview. And
I'll say when I listened to it on Apple Music, I mean, it sounded fine to me.
It did?
Yeah.
We just sounded like in the background, like me and Bubba. Basically, people, we put a phone call in there. It messed up our new program, and it just recorded instead of our mics. It recorded from the Surface Pro that like host the program that we use.
Yeah.
So that's why I was muffled.
He's done that before, but anyways, yeah, so Asbury's not here again.
Are you guys surprised by now? It's more down, like if he shows up.
Yeah, he's down in Myrtle. He has an excuse this time. He's at Myrtle Beach with his daughter's
Lady Dots.
Team.
They're holding their own, I think, down there.
Yeah, man. They were like 3-0. Should have won today, or maybe it was 2-0. They lost 10-9, I saw.
Since last time he sent a video, she almost had another home run, hit the top of the fence.
Yeah. And he did not do a, Howard Dean.
Yeah, he must have listened. He was like, I got to shut up this time. Or muted himself or something.
Yeah.
You actually see the ball in this
one, good job. He doesn't listen when we give him hell, but he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully he'll listen to this on the way back from Myrtle
Speaking
Beach.
Speaking of that SOB, I'm sitting here looking at our agenda on my phone.
Oh, he just sent some.
And he sent us a picture of food. Are we surprised he's eating and not here?
Yeah,
that does look delicious.
It does look good.
Nachos.
Yeah,
looks like some sort of beef on there. A few green things I do not like. Tomatoes. Get those.
I love all the green things.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like scallions.
No, I can't do scallions or green onions. Can't do them.
The older I've gotten, the more I just put anything and everything and anything in my mouth.
Oh my god! Here we go, folks. Here we go.
No
questions
record.
Asked.
new record.
Well, this RV trip's going to be a bang. Hello.
Because Diddy knows how to party. I'm just kidding.
No Diddy.
I'm definitely no Diddy.
No diggity.
Exit only.
So, Oh, God. Well, we'll slap the parental guidance.
No, I didn't say anything like, you know, it won't flag it yet. For anybody listening to the new program, that's why a couple weeks ago, I think we might have said a few cuss words, and it gave us the explicit for the first time ever. So last week it didn't, so it didn't flag anything.
Well, we've reached the Final Four, and I got to say, like, the tournament's been incredible. I mean,
it has been good.
Really, really good games. We knew the Sweet 16 would be good. Not really huge upsets necessarily, but...
You know, State's an 11, but it's NC State.
At this point, you can't really say. I mean, I understand they were, because Jay Billis said it's more impressive than what UConn did, but UConn did win the championship. But the thing with NC State is they weren't even on the bubble, apparently. They were not getting in the tournament.
No, they were not. They had to win those. And, you know, our polka dot, if they end up just magically winning these two games.
Yeah.
They need to send Isaac McNeely.
He missed the shot.
A ring,
4-point lead.
They would have put him up 4 in the ACC tournament. And then they banked in the shot because he missed to send it into overtime, and they end up winning.
Yeah. So,
send him a ring.
An honorary.
Yeah.
Ring.
And then Purdue looks really good. Zach Edey, and it's eerie to similar to when Virginia lost the 16 seed the one year, and then they came back and rolled, and Purdue looks good.
He's really good.
Yeah, and I don't understand.
Don't,
like,
the scouts don't like him.
No, they're saying he's not going to do much.
And like
in the
people,
NBA.
People don't like him. They talk about how painful it is to watch. I get he gets a bunch of fouls drawn and stuff, and he's just so much bigger than everybody. But I don't understand how you can't enjoy watching a guy. I mean, did he have 40 the other day?
Yeah,
against Tennessee and like 15 rebounds. I mean, come on.
Typically, when you have a big guy and he's decent that big, I mean, remember Greg Oden?
Yeah.
Was Greg Oden better than Zach Edey? From my knowledge, it doesn't appear
he
was.
No. I mean, he's back-to-back National Player of the Year. Stats were better. I tell you who I really – but if it ends up, UConn has a 7-2 guy that's a little bit more agile.
And
He I saw before this last game, he's averaging in the tournament like 28.6 points and 16 rebounds.
It's absurd.
A game.
So that's the matchup, that first Final Four. You got DJ Burns against – Zach Edey.
Yeah. I mean, that could be bad for DJ Burns.
He may get in foul trouble real quick if he tries to.
Hey, that block that Edey had at the end of that game.
Oh, yeah.
That was to seal it. That was nasty. That was very good.
Then the other side, you mentioned UConn, and then Bama is definitely a little bit of, you know, somewhat of a Cinderella. I mean,
they're four seed.
It's crazy to me they've never made the Final Four.
Ever.
Bama's never been, and neither has the NC State.
Yeah.
No,
Tennessee hadn't.
Tennessee, that's right. NC State won a championship. Yeah. Now I'm thinking you have UConn women and men in it. You have NC State women and men in it, which is wild. But, you know, UConn.
I was watching that game, and it's tied at 23. And then for the next however minutes of game time, 10 minutes, they go on like a 30-0 run, and it's exactly the way basketball is supposed to be played. You know how
– Oh, it's incredible.
I mean, just they got every shot they wanted. They just didn't settle for threes. It was just great.
And like you said, Illinois was playing very well up until that point.
Yeah, and then it's like, boom, they've turned on a switch every game and just annihilated – And not what's that word I'm looking
Annihilated?
For?
Annihilated.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah.
But one game I want to go back to because I heard other people talking about it. We talked about it. You know, Arizona was a 2 seed. I had them in my Final Four in our brackets. Same. They played that game against who beat them? Who ended up beating them? Who was the 3?
I can't remember.
Was it NC State? Yeah, look it up because they played that game like literally they were in a game with the Elam ending. And they had to hit a 3 to win it, and that's all they did was chuck up 3s, and they kept missing.
Clemson's who beat them.
So that's who they were playing. That was the 6-2 matchup or whatever. And it was like – it was just painful to watch. It really was. They just kept on jacking up 3s, and that's – I sent Asbury a joking text. I was like, hey, save this for next year while I'm filling out my bracket.
Yeah.
Gonzaga makes it to the Sweet 16 every year. And Arizona's going to choke at one point or another. I don't care if they're a 1, 2, or 3. They are going to choke every year, and they do it.
So I saw this thing the other day. I'll try to find it. But it actually had the Elite Eight teams, and it had where they were the previous year. And Duke actually had all 5 of their guys back. They're the only ones. UConn, I think, had 3 or 4. The rest, NC State, except for, I think, DJ Burns, 4 Transfer. New guys. Alabama is 4 new guys, I believe. Yeah. So – You know, hey, we can get there.
Yeah, I mean, we can get there. Nowadays, if you just have the right system and you got guys buying in, it can happen.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, y'all want to make predictions? Because mine is.
Well, I mean, I predicted UConn over Purdue, and I'm going to stick with that. I know it's like a trendy, easy pick.
I had UConn winning, but I can't. I think I had him beating Houston. And speaking of that, their guy doesn't get hurt. They beat Duke.
They do, yeah.
They may be sitting in the Final Four right now, too, and you got most 3 likely. Number one seeds.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah. Their guy gets hurt. UConn over Purdue. Bubba, you still won. Do you have Purdue?
No, I had Houston.
No, you didn't.
It. Okay. I'm going to go with Purdue. I think they'll end up winning.
Okay. We got Landon Rand down here, and Randon has – you had NC State in the Final Four.
Yeah, he did.
So that's pretty cool. And Landon has – he actually has Alabama in the championship game.
But his mess up, he picked Marquette to win it.
He picked Marquette. So, but if Bama would just get to the championship game, he will likely win. Now, get this. If this pans out and UConn wins, and I think it can be either opponent, Asbury is going to win.
Yeah, and here's my thing with him. I mean, he said it for years. Anybody says, oh, watch a sec. BS.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it started today. He gets such random crap on. I mean, there's no way you don't know the NCAA's tournament.
He knows everything's going on because he doesn't do anything at work. Right. So he sits there and he sends you stuff. And listen, the NCAA tournament, you can get sucked into.
Yep.
You know he gets sucked into it.
Yep.
No Diddy.
Yep. But yeah, it's that time. But I will take, if he gets it, does he even get the gift card? I think Brian Augusta from Polka might be able to win it, maybe.
I'll be honest with you. Asbury is there every other day.
West Bramley.
Here's how it is. If Alabama either makes it or wins, I can't remember, Landon wins. If UConn beats, I think, either one of them, or maybe it's Purdue, Asbury. If Purdue wins, it comes down to a tiebreaker between Wes and Ryan Pritt. And then I think Augusta, he may be out. I'll have to go back here and look. I can't remember. But I mean, Asbury is at Geno's every day. So
yeah, he may need the gift card.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you know, got them in. I mean, we've been watching the women's games.
I watched it.
They've been incredible. Right? Now, have we recorded since W got flat out cheated by the refs against Caitlin Clark?
I don't think we have.
We asked Ethan Bach if we had a chance.
We watched the game after we recorded.
Yeah, we got
screwed. Well, let me just tell you this. I mean, we cry about the refs always. I certainly do in basketball. But the thing is, everyone on Twitter, non-W fans, national journalists, Dame Lillard, everyone was like,
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, they were like, W is getting cheated here. What's going on? And you can say, I don't care what you want to say about it, but the bottom line is, they knew not to let Caitlin Clark lose.
Boys, we tied it with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we were tied.
We've given them their best game all postseason.
And the free throw discrepancy was worse than Bob Huggins at Kansas.
Yep.
And then I saw a guy go back and look. Actually, not a guy. It was actually hot. It was Brad Howell. And because, you know, people were like, well, West Virginia, they play a pressing style, so they're going to commit more fouls. And actually, Brad Howell was like, that's actually not true. So we actually committed way more than normal, and I was shot way above their average. So there's nothing added up there. Yeah. So well, we had her beat.
So when we had it tied, it wasn't even Caitlin Clark. It was another chick. When she drove to the basket, she made the layup.
That was terrible.
She initiated contact, and that's when they called the M1.
Yep.
I mean, I had people texting me randomly just like, this is awful. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? And it was bad. But we have – it gives me hope for old Coach Kellogg. I mean, he's got it rolling up there the way they play defense and stuff, because they definitely gave them their closest game.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. But I will say, the game before and then the W game, I was over Caitlin Clark. She was complaining all the time. Her dad was yelling at her. She was complaining at the refs. Now, supposedly what she said was the last two home games, she had tons of pressure. I'm sure she did. The game against LSU that I watched, we all watched, was absolutely incredible. And she didn't act like that.
And she didn't act like that last year either.
No. So, I was kind of back to, I mean, whatever. Like her or hate her, she's incredible.
But I have enjoyed watching these games. But let's put this to bed. The quality of basketball in the women's game is not better than the men. I mean, we've had Shaq say that. Maybe if he shot over 40% from the free throw line, I'd take his word for it. But I'm just saying, like, it's not the same.
It's entertaining.
It's the storyline.
Yeah.
It's like a soap opera.
I agree. But the beginning, the first quarter of that LSU.
That was fun.
Was incredible.
Yeah. And then they slowed down. But
yeah.
And then, you know, they post all these numbers about how big the ratings were and all this other stuff. It still didn't outdo the biggest Elite Eight for the men this year. And it was a regional rivalry. Duke and NC State had like 15 million. They had 12. Yeah. So it's like it did not outgain the men's Elite Eight, you know. So
that game you had, you know, Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, but not really. But this next game you do. Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark, who they play the same positions. Presumably they're going to guard each other. And I will say if she has one knock, it has to be her man-to-man or whatever you call it, woman-to-woman defense. Now she gets steals because she's in the middle there sometimes, but I don't know. Paige Beckers, I mean, her coach, who's the most famous best player in the country.
Did you see him walk it back?
Did he say, what did he do?
Oh, after the game, he was like, I just want to say, like, I'm glad. I don't want to see Caitlin drop 50 on us. She doesn't have anything personal against us. Forget I said Paige is the best player. She's the best player. I mean, he was joking around, but supposedly Caitlin Clark wanted to go to UConn.
Yeah.
And he never tried to recruit her.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ouch.
So she definitely has something personal there.
Yep. Mm. Like, I supposedly had a jersey hanging in her closet her whole life or something like that. A UConn jersey.
It was a character of the where they do the drawings, but she was in a UConn uniform hanging up in her bedroom.
And he never recruited her. So she's going to want to go out there. And here's what's UConn, and I would have known this if I had been watching the past couple of weeks. They're down to like 7 scholarship players. They've had so many injuries.
The women?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have no bench right now. That's why he said it's a miracle we even made it to the Sweet 16. Wow. And then they win again. And then they beat USC, who was loaded. So, yeah, that guy can coach. He can coach. Yeah. But we won't make predictions about that because we haven't even talked about the best team.
South Carolina.
I love Dawn Staley. That woman can coach.
Yeah.
She's classy. Unlike, I mean, I hate Kim Mulkey.
I know. I know.
I mean, I just can't stand her. Dawn Staley, I saw one of the funniest things she did was they gave up like a 20 or 17-0 run to let, I think it was Indiana back in the game. Mm-hmm. And one of her players was being real arrogant after, like, how are you going to guard us? We do this, we do that in the post-game press conference. And Dawn Staley just has her arms crossed up there and kind of looks at her and is like, we gave up a 17-0 run. And, like, everybody just kind of lost it. You know what I mean? So, I just like her. South Carolina's going to win. It's kind of like UConn.
Well,
undefeated. I think South Carolina's got it in the bag.
Yeah, maybe. So they're a huge favorite over. They're a favorite to win it. They're a huge favorite over NC State and their side. But I don't know. I think maybe Iowa does get it done. I mean, you remember last year they kind of came out of nowhere and made it to the championship. Now LSU worked them over pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure. I think I will go with Iowa over South Carolina and the women. I mean, I've never picked a woman's game.
Yeah, neither.
Neither have I. I'm gonna say South Carolina over UConn. I'd like to see UConn beat Iowa.
I would too, actually. All right. Well, I got a few more things to talk about. Spring football, which generally is what we talk about this time of the year. It's here. It's been here for what?
Two weeks now. Yep.
Just a few things here and there. I mean, I don't know where you want to start really, but I've been seeing quotes here and there. I kind of started, you know, screenshotting them on Neil Brown's presser. I thought I was, you know, I know some of it is coach speak and things like that, but he says Hudson Clement has probably had the best offseason of any skill position guy. And I just like talking about the shape he's in and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty telling. And apparently he kind of gave the same sort of accolades, I guess, to Rodney Gallagher, which we need. We got to have that. He's got to step up. He's got to be more. I mean, he really didn't.
He's got to be a playmaker.
Yeah, he didn't get used a whole lot, but they said that was by design. He didn't know a lot of plays. Yeah. And then Aubrey Burks and his presser, I saw he praised both Treylon Ray and Rodney Gallagher. And said they both look incredible in practice.
Well, that's what's crazy is like this year compared to last year and even the last couple of years, it's like it's settled a little bit. Like, you know what you're getting offensively.
Yeah.
With Garrett Green and then everybody else coming back. So that's what's been kind of weird, especially offensively, because that's been the biggest complaint the past couple of years is mm-hmm. how god awful the offense has been.
Yep.
But last year they kind of turned that corner when we finally got a running quarterback.
Which we needed forever.
Yep.
We talked about Beanie having a good day, pro day, but other than that, spring is, you know, you've got some new guys. Both Northwestern guys are enrolled, right?
Well, yeah, and that's what even Neil Brown in his press conference said he expects. Which one was it? Garnett.
I get them mixed up.
Garnett Hollis Jr. is the cornerback. He said he's going to be an NFL guy.
Wow.
Is what they're expecting out of him. And then the other one, the Oklahoma State wide receiver, I guess he's playing pretty well and said he's a pretty good culture fit as far as
that
wide receiver.
Yeah, I kind of see him being the Devin Carter this year.
Yeah.
He you know, as Bubba would say, he is very well developed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. whereas, you know, we've got Gallagher and Ray and Clement, and regardless how much they've worked, they're just not going to be big guys. I mean, I don't think anyways, but
– no. Well, and that's the other thing, too, the South Charleston guy, is it Xavier? Is it Bosley?
Yeah, I think so.
They said, you know, he was a freshman, all-freshman team at Jacksonville State.
And came here,
freshman All-American, all that stuff. He said he expects him to start compete to start, and he's going to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
He said he's working really hard. It's a step up in competition, but it means a lot to him.
Well, and he added that they recruited him very hard out of high school. But he got, you know, he said, you know, I can't fault a guy. They want him to walk on.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never fault a guy taking a scholarship. And he went down there and not only took a scholarship, but, you know, earned a spot, went to the portal, and then they re-recruited him. And he, you know, is.
And Rich has been salty about that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what? And that happened.
Screw you, Rich Rod.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
But I guess the spring game's in a couple of weeks. They're trying to make a big deal out of it and have a concert. But I ain't going up here. For spring game. It's a long drive for us. And I think
they're having a concert.
I think they're trying to do that again, like set up the food trucks and stuff like that. They spoil us now. They put everything on ESPN Plus.
I know.
Like drive 3 hours or just watch it on there?
Well, I remember when I first bought the old RV, we took it up there on spring game, tailgated and everything.
Did you?
Yeah. Made a big deal of it. But we're just – it's never going to be – because of getting to the game, it's never going to be huge for
We're WWE. Not like some of these other where they Penn have State a big
sales out and stuff. I was disappointed in the Vries presser.
Wasn't anybody
but,
there.
But then I was thinking it's 11 o'clock during the day. I mean, like during the week.
Yeah.
So how many people can really make it there? So that was kind of bummed out a little bit. But anything else? We got NBA playoffs. Well, they're getting ready to start. Yep. Joe Mazzulla.
I mean, if they don't lose, I mean, if they don't win the NBA championship, it's going to be all Joe Mazzulla's fault. Even though they haven't won one since Doc Rivers had the big three. Mm-hmm. And they went through, you know, Brad Stevens couldn't win one. He's put together this team now, but he didn't win one. I don't understand it. Like, I watched, I think I sent y'all a screenshot. They gave up a 30-point lead in a game. They've had first place clinched in the East forever. And all ESPN's talking about is them collapsing and is it a problem? And they've lost like 15 games all year. And they did it once. Like every time they lose, and that's like that idiot Kendrick Perkins at one time talking about Joe Mazzulla's brains, like put a bird in there. Just stupid stuff. Every time they lose. So just get ready for it. There'll be some bashing just because the way he got the job.
Well, I can tell you right now, not because of West Virginia, but it would be a huge mistake. But I watched the clips in the locker room that they show. The players love him. Yeah. I know he's young and he's, you know, like you said, that one when, you know, when a guy shoots after
he tried to close out on him. Yeah.
So he acts like a player, but that's, you don't want to take that away from the players. I mean, if you have the best record in the NBA and you don't win it 2 years in a row, you might want to look at some changes typically, but I mean, I think the players really like him. It'd be a mistake.
And they went and got pieces. That's why they're so good. I mean, they went and got Holiday and then Porzingis with Tatum, and you know, so they're loaded. Just let them. I mean, my God, it's hard to win a championship.
I have watched zero NBA this year. Oh, man, watch during playoffs just because I can't.
The playoffs last 3 months. Playoffs start in April. It doesn't end until mid June. So the playoffs are literally 3 months. If you're an NBA player and you don't make the playoffs, you pretty much got. I mean, your off season's really long.
Yeah. So NBA. The last thing on the agenda, anyways, is Bronny in the portal.
Yeah. And Glenn, I mean, he tries his best to convince us that LeBron James is just the greatest ever. His son is not.
No.
Well, I mean, I don't care who you are, where you are, whatever. If you get an opportunity to play. Now, if you average 2 points, but you never played, and I understand he was hurt for a little while. And he had some,
they still played 25 games.
He had serious issues. Yeah, but of the 25 games, he only averaged like 3 points a game.
Yeah.
That's terrible, man. And so he's in the portal, speculation. I guess LeBron's, you know, best friend, Drew Jones, got the Duquesne job. Did I say that right? Drew Jones?
Is it Joyce?
Joyce. Yeah,
Drew Joyce. Yeah, his dad is the one that hosts a bunch of tournaments, all these AAU tournaments.
Yeah, so he got the Duquesne job, so maybe he goes there. You know, he was recruited, but I don't know that some of these schools, other than the fact that, you know, you have LeBron involved.
Come to your games?
Yeah, but, I mean, are they going to give a scholarship to him just based on that? Because now they've seen him play, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good
He really didn't tweet out the Mountaineer jersey tweet, did he?
No, that was LeBron – it was a Bronny James, like, burner thing.
Yeah.
Is that an April Fool's thing?
No, they tweeted out. It just said, like, possible destinations. And for some reason, it had us on there.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, he wants to come on. But
he won't be the star of the team, though.
No.
He'd be a role player.
Yeah. He'll coach his son. He can take the backseat to him.
Yeah.
But he's just what is ruining it, pretty much, is – LeBron's second son is supposed to be way better.
I've watched.
I mean, he's bigger.
LeBron James.
He's taller. He's more versatile. So, like, he's kind of ruining it for him right now. Or it's getting it all out of the way, and there won't be as much spotlight on him.
He's built a lot more like LeBron.
Yeah. I can't remember how tall he is. I don't know if he's 6'7". Is he already 6'7"? I thought so. I thought he was close to it, so.
It'll be interesting. Now, the portal will get ramped up pretty good. We should start seeing offers go out. And maybe they already have. The Vries has now hired an assistant, one of the assistants from Drake, which I think
he was his player development. Yeah. I think he played there too at Drake.
Okay. And he's already, it was like the day they announced that he already reached out to some players in the portal. So you start seeing that ramped up. Tucker was not shy about saying that, yes, he's already reached out to people he knows. I mean, he wants to go out with a bang his senior year. So I would expect to see a couple big recruits. I really do. But, you know, that's just the way it goes these days. Everybody can get big recruits. And, you know, the guy that was his teammate that went to Iowa State.
Okay. 5-star.
But, again, only averaged – didn't hardly play, and he only averaged a couple points. McDonald. I'm not sure. McDonald's All-American and a 5-star, 2 points a game.
So what happened there? You know what I mean? Because Iowa State was good.
Yeah. Other than that, speaking of McDonald's All-American, I saw on TikTok the other day someone tweeted out to the 2007 McDonald's All-American game. Now, I know all of them are loaded, but it was unreal. You had, like, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin. Of course, O.J. Mayo was the best player, but you know what happened there. But, gosh, I can't remember. I mean,
then Pat Patterson would have been on that too, right?
No.
Was he the year behind that then? I thought him and O.J. graduated.
Was it the same year? I think they were the same year. So, yeah, he was on that. Was he at McDonald's All-American? Mm-hmm. I think he was. Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, it was absolutely loaded. I can't remember all of them.
Well, I watched a little bit of that game the other night, and it's turned into like an NBA All-Star game where everybody just kind of stands back and just jacks up threes and stuff. Yeah. And there are so many selfish players on each team just trying to get seen.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it was hard to watch. I ended up turning it off.
I pulled up the roster because now I'm curious. Some of the names in that: James Harden, Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose, Michael Beasley, Jared Bayless, Kyle Singer, Kevin Love, Cole Aldridge. Now, by the way, that's one roster.
Bill Walker that year?
No, he was older, I think.
Okay.
Then on the East, you had O.J. and there's Pat Patterson, Johnny Flynn. He was awesome.
Really good at Syracuse. Yeah.
Yeah. You had Austin Freeman, who was really good at Georgetown. Is he the one that had the issue with his heart too? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
I can't remember. But anyways, I mean, they're always loaded, but it is wild to see that one and all the NBA guys on that. Gosh, it's just crazy to think about.
Cooper Flagg going to Duke, so we can hate him. He's the next guy Duke that we'll hate.
That's where he ended up.
Yeah. Duke. How about Rutgers? There's two of the top five in the country are going to Rutgers.
Dang.
How much they pay him?
I know.
Cooper Flagg seemed more like a North Carolina guy than a Duke guy.
Well, UConn wanted him. He's from Maine. I mean, why not go to UConn?
Yeah, true.
Guess he didn't want to get coached away Hurley. I watched some of their practices. I know that's what we talked about at the beginning. He's a maniac. I mean, he's nuts. Like, he really is. He's hard on him, man. He's old school. So, but, yep.
Well, boys
talk about baseball
real
quick. Your Redlegs, off to a decent start so
far. They're not doing bad. They've had a couple comeback wins, almost choked. I mean, the games have come back. They actually had to come back because they choked. But not bad. Not bad. I mean, they're dealing with a lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries, right?
A lot of injuries, yeah. They keep getting injuries out every day. W baseball team is still doing okay. They actually had a projection a couple of days ago, projected them in the tournament. They were like the first four out. I don't know how that would happen.
Pitching's going to have to get better, right?
Yeah, a lot better. A whole lot better. But, so, you know, it's baseball season, yet it is snowing currently.
Yep.
There's snow on the ground.
Frankie said 1 to 3 inches up at your lake house.
He wasn't talking about snow. Hey!
All right!
All righty. Well, boys and girls, let's get out of here on that note. See y'all next week. Come out here.
Though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good?